To ABC Radio Melbourne, Megan Burslem with you this morning, filling in for Alice Zaslavsky. In a moment, Ryan Smith, disability advocate and creator of Free Wheel Weekends, is here to chat all things planning your getaway.
Get ready for great new ABC entertainment in 2024. Tony Armstrong has an extraordinary new series.
Someone cutting onions? That's
beautiful. There's new seasons of Muster Dogs, Spicks and Specks, and Better Date Than Never.
Still looking for love.
And Deborah Malman is tested in the final season of Total Control.
I'm not going to let this go.
There's so much more in 2024. On ABC TV and ABC iView.
Saturday Breakfast.
On ABC Radio Melbourne. Lovely to be with you this morning as well. We're 16 minutes to 8. If you're feeling the heat on your skin this morning, you're probably eager to crank up the tunes, you know, wind down the windows, watch the scenery change from suburbia to mountains, beaches or rivers. But for many Victorians, a summer road trip isn't so easy for them. If you live with a disability or have mobility issues, there are a lot more things to consider in terms of finding accommodation, rest stops and things to do that are accessible. And if that's the case for you or it's the case for someone that you know and you might be travelling with, you'll probably want to hear from Ryan Smith at Free Wheel Weekends. He's a blogger and an advocate for accessible tourism and has come into the studio this morning to give you some tips before you plan your summer escape. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Now, how did this come about? Did you have an experience that made you think, I need to do something about this now?
I really did, yeah. And I think most people in my community, anybody with access needs, has got their own kind of unique horror stories of where they've organised a trip and, you know, made a booking. And in my case, it was a trip to Berlin and I was really looking forward to it and hired this beautiful brick-ceilinged apartment. And it was all supposed to be accessible. I'm a wheelchair user, manual wheelchair. And, you know, it was 4 weeks that I had, you know, given to myself that I was going to enjoy myself. And it's one of those things we do with the expectation to just have an amazing time. And we, even despite all of the information I gave to the rental company, I got there and it was completely accessible after the 3 steps into the place. So I'm like, we've got to do better.
Effort that you put in was, you know, these 3 steps were the difference.
And I arrived and it was 18 or 20 hours and I was just, you know, frazzled. And I got there and the guy's like, yeah, it'll be fine, it's accessible. I said, you know, I'm in a wheelchair, you can see that. Yeah, we've got somebody coming tomorrow and they're going to build a ramp for you. And it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and he just grabbed the back of my wheelchair and kind of hoiked me into this beautiful premises and I was half asleep and he's like, all right, well, see you in the morning. I'm like, wow. What if there's a fire? Like, what if I need to go and get something to eat? What if I've got, you know, some other needs? So, yeah, look, it's not uncommon is the thing, you know, and everybody that I speak to in the disability community who's a traveller, regardless of whether or not you've got mobility or sight or vision or hearing or cognitive or any other disability, you know, there's things that you can do and there's things that you look for as a visitor that can make your life so much easier.
Now, that was a decade ago. How have things changed? I mean, have you seen a really big evolution in, you know, accessibility and all these types of things, or are things still way too slow on that front?
Well, a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B there. I mean, I would like to see things moving a lot quicker, and I know, you know, a lot of people out there would as well, but there's a lot more awareness than there used to be. There is really from top down, actually, and from grassroots, so it's great to see Tourism Australia doing a lot of things. Within Victoria, we've got Visit Victoria, we've got VTIC doing a lot of stuff around, you know, advocating. And, yeah, you know, I think operators, you know, somebody with a caravan park in Gippsland is hearing about accessibility and how important it is. You know, somebody who has a 5-star hotel in Ballarat is starting to realise, right, you know what, you know, our demographic is X, but we know that 1 in 5 people have mobility issues or a disability of some kind. And, you know, this is a market maybe we haven't looked at before. And after COVID, I think everybody in the tourism sector is looking for to diversify their offering, and you know, all of a sudden they've got this market that they've realised is there.
And you're doing all of this hard work to make sure that individually people don't have to go through the process of constantly calling, constantly checking, and relying and trusting others, just as you did in your trip to Berlin, trusting others to give you the information that you rely on, and then maybe finding out that that information is not correct or won't help you, you know, have a getaway, a holiday that you're really expecting and needing.
Yeah, yeah. And going back to what you said before, I guess, you know, the tables are turning too. I mean, we're starting to realise as a group of consumers, our expectations are changing too. We're like, well, hang on a minute. Before it was like, oh, isn't it wonderful that they're doing this for us? And now it's like, well, actually, no, we're entitled to this just like everybody else. So...
And what kinds of accessibility are we talking about? Wheelchair accessibility, larger mobility, chairs?
Yeah.
What's the space here?
Most operators will start looking at mobility. It does tend to be the biggest barrier for a lot of people, and it's something we sort of age into as well. You know, I like to talk to people and sort of say, well, look, let's not talk about disability and me in a wheelchair. Let's talk about accessibility and ease of use. And so mobility is a big one. Like, you know, just putting more seating around, making sure the doorways are wide enough so that I'm not taking the paint off every time I come through the doorway. And it really is, and sometimes it's the stuff that maybe you don't want to put on your website. Maybe it's the toilets, maybe it's the parking that sounds a bit dull, but actually it's absolutely crucial.
Vital information to have when you're actually planning where you would like to go. Okay. For anyone listening who might have mobility issues and be feeling maybe anxious or even, you know, deterred about planning a getaway, what advice would you have for them?
I would say, look, do your research, obviously. Unfortunately, we still need to put the time in to do all that recce work and, you know, and always do double what you think you need to do. So check the website, then make the phone call. But, you know, if you're feeling a bit
trepidatious.
If you're cautious and you're like, right, toe in the water, do a staycation, you know, stay around your area and kind of go, right, well, I'm going to stay close to home so that if something goes wrong, I can duck back. You know, do that to begin with, and then slowly sort of build that confidence, and that circle around where you live gets wider and wider.
I mean, talking about, broadening that circle, but how do we go within our circle? How do we go in Melbourne and surrounding areas in Victoria? Are we kicking goals in that space, or is there so much work left to be done?
There's a lot of work to be done. You know, Victoria is I want to say historically we've done very, very well in this space. Like Parks Victoria have done very well, and the organisations that actually do advocate in this area and do the work from an operator point of view, because, you know, most tourism operators are one and two people, you know, they're small businesses, and they have put the work in. So we are doing well. You know, Parks Vic have got a mandate to do a lot of work around accessibility. There's some wonderful tents recently opened down in Point Nepean, which are built for people with mobility needs, and somebody like me with a wheelchair can go camping, right? Which is, you know, I'm not going to say unheard of, but that's a really big deal. Like being able to do that now. Wilson's Prom is another example of some terrific access work being done there.
And accessing beaches and things like that as well. How do we go with that in Victoria?
Yeah, well, it's that time of year, isn't it? You know, you start to see that beautiful blue matting roll out onto our beaches, and yeah, it's really exciting. And, you know, if you sit there and you watch people that use that matting, it's not people in wheelchairs. It's not. It's parents with kids. It's older people. Just it's like it's the red carpet onto the beach, isn't it? You know, it's the invitation. So when you do these things, and there's a really nice sort of segue in there, and that is when you do things around accessibility, everybody benefits, right? And that's really crucial. That's the key message, is really if you want to get the most out of visitor experiences, just make them easy to use for everyone.
You said before about having information on their website that is accessible. Website information, things like toilets and doorways and what might be there. Any other advice you would give to business owners, someone who is listening and thinking, oh, maybe I could do more in this space? What would your top advice be?
I would say don't be afraid to kind of trip over the language. You know, a lot of people kind of get stuck on, is it a person with a disability? Is it a disabled person? A person with special needs? Don't even worry about that stuff. And you don't even have to say that that your offering is accessible. Just show people the pictures that provide them the information they need. They will decide for themselves. And it's the same for all sorts of disabilities, right? If you can show the details, the doorways and things like that and the spaces that people will navigate, people will work it out for themselves. You don't have to have a big stamp on it that says, hey, we're accessible, you know, because people kind of shy away from that and they're like, well, what if we're not and what does that mean? And so, yeah, don't be afraid of the language and provide as much information as you can.
Ryan Smith, what are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, well, we've left our run a little bit late. We've had some family things to sort of to cover off and look after. So it'll be a bit of a staycation for us, I think. We're hoping to get up to the north near the river.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so that's... My fingers are crossed right now that we're going to be able to do that. But otherwise...
So am I. Like, so is everyone listening.
It looks like Melbourne's brought the sun, so that's a good place to be stuck.
Ryan Smith, disability advocate and creator of Free Wheel Weekends. Absolutely check him out. If that is something that you're looking for information on, he is your man. Very good morning to you, Ryan.
Thanks
for coming in. It's 6 minutes to 8 o'clock here on ABC Radio Melbourne. Megan Burslem is my name, filling in for Alice Zaslavsky this morning.